Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This isn't a game to me. My life is on the line. My family's on the line. I've put my family in harm's way to do what I'm doing here. Tears my heart out to know the type of evil we face and to know it's legion, it's growing. We are entering the darkest time in this country's history. There is no debating that fact. Tyranny is enveloping the planet, but I couldn't turn down that opportunity last week to bullhorn and literally shut down their internal conference at Bilderberg. It turned out that I just can't believe we did it. But with the opportunity, I couldn't turn it down because I'm committed. It's like I'm in a stream. I'm in a river going downstream. I don't even control myself anymore. I am just completely controlled by the mission. I am completely turned over to it. I am not in fear of the New World Order. I am so sad that our fellow Americans, many of them, don't know what's happening. I mean, I study this countless hours a day, and I can barely grasp the full magnitude of their scientific evil, the ultimate evil. I mean, they say that on the Isle of Patmos that the Revelator, John the Revelator, marveled at it. And when you truly fight evil, ladies and gentlemen, you heard Dennis Kucinich talking about it, spiritual battle. I've never heard him talk like that. Because he knows, I can tell, he has gone over the threshold. Just like when I bullhorned Bilderberg the first time, this time the only part of the conference building was the only part of the hotel, Bilderberg, where they were meeting in Chantilly at the Marriott, was the part that was only 25 yards from the road where I could bullhorn them, and it shut down their meeting. Richard and Haas came out. I passed another threshold there. I mean, I could see the danger. I knew that doing that would put me into a whole other level on their radar. Rothkopf, the head of the Kissinger Group, head of the Carnegie Endowment, wrote in his book attacking me. I mean, they know who I am. And that's why I'm begging you to support us. I'm begging you to spread the word about this show, because we are sacrificing everything to bring you this. We are, I am blessed to be doing this. I am blessed to be at the tip of the spear. You know, you heard Dennis Kucinich on air and off air, you know, saying he knows that we are right on the tip of the spear, that they are upset by us. We are hurting them. You are hurting them. We are giving this evil a fight, ladies and gentlemen. We are not going quietly into the night. We are resisting. And I just pray that our Heavenly Father put up a hedge of protection around all patriots and lovers of liberty. I pray that people will feel the spirit of love and goodness come into their hearts. I pray that police and military that have served evil and who know they're in the wrong and still have a small conscience left, who still have some soul left, who still have one little pink area of their black hearts, to let that pink, loving area of their heart grow and take their whole heart and soul and gut back over, and that they would join us in this epic struggle against tyranny. Oh, it is so important. We are at the crossroads. This is the historical crossroads. The elite want to wall society off into a eugenics technocracy of death and disease and war and lies and destruction and anguish and pain, where the innocent and the beautiful and the honorable are crushed and ripped and destroyed. There is so much, so many things I want to tell you, so many things I've discovered and understand, and so many complex thought processes and algorithms that the mind God gave me is able to understand that I can't with human words articulate. There's so much I want you to know, even those of you that are awake, so much that I'm learning every day. There are huge developments right now with the Lisbon Treaty. It now appears that it may go down by narrow defeat. We'll learn in the next few hours. The news reporting this morning and this afternoon is that it's probably going down in defeat, but EU dictators may ram through the Lisbon Treaty despite Irish rejection, just like England was never allowed to have a vote on it, and they brought in part of it under a judicial court treaty. Paul Watson will join us from the UK, along with We Are Change Ireland, Keith Byrne, on the other side of this quick break. This is it. You're seeing history. You're seeing ragtag group of patriots standing up against the greatest amassed level of evil ever seen on this planet. We go with the torch of truth and the light of God in our eyes, trusting in Him.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
My husband has had lots of blood pressure problems. It would just be really high. The doctor would work with him and he'd give him some medication for a little while. It would maybe work and then it wouldn't. And he was going back and forth, and my husband's not the top that he wants to go to the doctor anyway. He'll wait till he is in major problems. So a friend gave us a bottle of Cardivite, and he started on it, and within a very short time, I'm going to say 2 weeks at the most, it was just leveling out. And as long as he's been on these, it has literally saved his life.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. We have Keith Byrne. We are Change Ireland. The polls show that we're going to win the Lisbon Treaty a few months ago, but We Are Change Ireland energized. They made a film using a lot of Endgame. It went number one in Ireland Google. Millions saw it. Millions. And they are credited, even by mainstream press, as helping mobilize people against it. It looks like it's going down in defeat as of right now. Talking to people on the streets, I've talked to Keith and others with We Are Change Ireland, and they're saying 10 to 1. Taxi cab drivers say they're asking all their fares. They're saying 10 to 1 against it. So there's definitely election fraud, but it looks like that the landslide against it is so huge that they may not be able to cheat and say that the treaty went through. Now, let's explain. In 50 years of the European Union, which they didn't announce that it existed until 2000, but they have the 50th anniversary in 2007, they have only allowed three referendums, okay, and the one in France and the other there in Europe failed. That was in 2005, big defeat. Now, well, they're already under the euro, but that was to get rid of any national sovereignty and any power their governments had and make the EU president basically a dictator, and that's mainstream news saying that. I mean, it's in paper that they run everything, total regulation, total taxes, greenhouse taxes, total micromanagement, hellish control, attacking free speech, everything. Now, they've been propagandizing for about 4 years in Ireland in the build-up to this, and they're now reporting. I'm going to go to Paul Watson first, then we'll go to Ireland. But I want to go to the UK first, because the UK wasn't allowed to vote on this either. They're trying to bring it in there by stealth. so we can understand what's being announced. Incredible headline, amazing analysis up on prisonplanet.com. Get it out to everyone right now. EU dictators may ram through Lisbon Treaty despite Irish rejection. EU risk losing all legitimacy by circumventing its own laws in pursuit of federal superstate. And we go to Paul Watson from the UK, literally from the hometown of Robin Hood there in Sheffield, to tell us what's happening as we fight this modern-day Prince John-type activity. Paul Watson, tell us what's happening.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Yeah, basically what's happening is that the EU, as it's always been about, are continuing to pursue this federal superstate, no matter what referendum or treaty gets rejected by its own member states, because under EU laws, even if one of its member states rejects a treaty or a constitution, as has happened today, the EU, under its own laws, is mandated to scrap the bill. But in 2001, when the Irish voted on Meath Treaty and rejected it, which was similar to the Lisbon Treaty, they simply had another referendum a year later until they got the result that they wanted. But this time it appears as if they're even going to go a step further than that and simply ignore the Irish rejection of the Lisbon Treaty today and push ahead and run through with it anyway.
Paul, go through the details of why they're beginning to make noises that this is the case. Detail your story.
Well, the BBC's reporting, quote, the British government is expected to continue ratifying the EU treaty despite its rejection by Irish voters. Now, I remember it was the Labour Party under Blair in their own manifesto that promised that any EU constitution or EU treaty, which would mean further integration with the EU, would be put to a referendum in the UK. It never happened. Brown never followed up on it. He was a complete liar. So they're saying that it's going to go through in the British Parliament anyway. And the Guardian's reporting today that Gordon Brown actually phoned the French President Nicolas Sarkozy, quote, to assure him that the British ratification would continue. Yet under EU laws, it's supposed to completely annul the treaty if one member state rejects it, but Sarkozy and Brown are going to go ahead with it anyway, as is the President Barroso, who, quote, urged member states to continue ratifying the treaty, insisting it was alive and we should now try to find a solution. So they're saying, we're not going to kill it, we're going to push it through anyway.
Showing that they are complete and total tyrants, Paul. Shifting gears, we're going to go to Ireland. We are changing to keep you on with us, Paul. One of the main leaders of the Tories resigned, saying that he's discovered, and we've played the audio, that they're trying to set up a dictatorship, that it is martial law, that it is a control grid. This is not a stunt. It's incredible. He's saying the government's tyrannical, they're taking over. He's resigning one of the top positions in the parliament, one of the main leaders of the Tories. Tell us about this development.
Yeah, that's Davies, who the 42-day law to detain people without trial for 42 days was passed by Gordon Brown and the Labour Party yesterday after a bunch of backroom deals that they managed to pull off. And Davies, who is and the Conservative Party, just said, that's it, I'm resigning, as a moral reaction to what went down. And so now there's a national media demonization against Davies because he's going to try and rerun for his seat. So there's a big media demonization campaign against him because what he's talking about is not just the fact that detaining people without trial for 42 days is a complete abomination to any notion of a free society, but he's also talking about the control factor of what's going on in the UK with the surveillance cameras. He's talking about the fact that we live in a highly regulated society and it's becoming increasingly insane, and for his own moral reasons he chose to stand down as a form of protest. So obviously the mass media is now demonizing him in lockstep with Gordon Brown.
Let me ask you another issue. A bunch of We Are Change people have been arrested, detained, for filming, for handing out videos on major street corners in Denver, in Canada, in the U.S. and Canada. And now, and this is huge news, Mark Dice is coming up later. Mark Dice has the idea of mailing the troops. And we know the neocons have programs where they mail pro-war books, pro-propaganda. They have these advertisement sites where you go and then they give you a member of the military to send packages to. And Mark Dice said, "Let's." This is on Monday. He said, let's send documents. Let's send Operation Northwoods, Operation Ajax. Let's send Terror Storm videos to the troops, which is his First Amendment right. And the most amazing clip, in fact, cue it up, John, right where he talks about we need to take Mark Dice and these other 9/11 truthers out and kill them. No trial, and that he'll pay for the bullets. He is calling for our murder. Michael Savage, the fake conservative top beatnik of the 60s, always an operative, is calling for us to be put in forced labor camps. I mean, the fact that they're doing this means they are really serious about coming after us. It doesn't scare me. It means we're hurting them and showing that they're, you know, really destroying this country and are not real conservatives. But, Paul, your take on that?
Well, I mean, it all stems from that 2006 White House memo. I mean, that before all the, you know, the white Al-Qaeda propaganda that started coming out at the end of last year and early this year, you had a 2006 White House memo that says that conspiracy theories promulgated by the internet and DVDs are a wellspring of terrorist influence, words to that effect, I'm paraphrasing.
So and now they've had the congressional hearings where they showed architects and engineers for 9/11 truths just covering the basic math and physics, saying they're with Al-Qaeda with no evidence, total slander. And that's right. Michael Reagan's been invited to the White House publicly to get his talking points. I'm a bit, listeners understand, we are now being attacked. We've had him come out and say 9/11 truthers are behind bombings and attacks, that we should be tased, taken to, quote, secret prisons, MSNBC, others. I mean, Paul, they wouldn't. We are now the main focus of the criminals that run the government. I hope the listeners realize this. I mean, I keep pointing this out because we need support to continue here.
That's right. They're turning the anti-terror apparatus around to face us. And the media has just gone crazy in identifying anything as terrorism. They even had Fox News when Obama gave his victory speech the other week. Fox News said that the fist bump he did with his wife was a terrorist Hezbollah signal. So, I mean, that's the level of insanity that they can get away with claiming. And then, yeah, they claim that 9/11 troopers are dangerous, possibly.
Well, they make women who aren't even Muslim who wear a scarf now, Dunkin' Donuts, take TV ads off because wearing a scarf shows you're Al-Qaeda. This is an insane paranoia when they are Al-Qaeda. The government carried out the attacks. Let's go to Keith Byrne, there with We Are Change Ireland. Give us a report. Is it officially being defeated? They're saying they believe it's been defeated. The Lisbon Treaty to bring you into the EU tyranny has been defeated. Give us your take on what's happening from Ireland.
Well, Alex, the way we look at it is it's a no vote here. The actual government have said unofficially that they have been defeated in the Lisbon Treaty. And I think it was the Minister of Justice who said that it was disappointing and that they didn't get the result that they wanted. So it actually is a victory here right now, and I think it's time that we can celebrate a little. But they are going to come back again somehow, we believe.
Well, another great victory. This is three defeats in a row because you've still got – now they're going to try to put in electronic voting like they're doing in England. But again, showing their dictators, showing their tyrants. Are you excited right now, Mr. Byrne?
Oh, yeah, Alex, we're all excited here, and I've brought other members of the Change chapter here in Ireland, and, you know, we can all speak to you and give our personal stories of the journey throughout the campaign.
Absolutely. This is very exciting. What's the spirit out there on the streets in Ireland?
Well, Alex, I'm not too sure. Like, I was in town, and I was pretty excited myself. I didn't really get to go out to where the ballots were being counted, but I went up to another campaign in office, and the atmosphere there was electric. People were very excited. And
well,
really,
I'm going to continue the discussion for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're streaming live right now and on my internet streams. This is too important. I got about six other guests coming up, Ralph Nader included. So, Paul Watson, stay there. Keith Byrne will be back in 4 minutes for everybody else. This is the long break. for InfoWars stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. This is too important. We're going to continue discussions after this quick break. On the other side, we'll be back for everybody else. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
All right, we got about 5 minutes left with Paul Watson and, of course, Keith Byrne from We Are Change Ireland. Paul joins us from England. He's the editor and head honcho over at PrisonPlanet.com with his brother, Steve Watson. Gentlemen, during the behind-the-scenes PrisonPlanet.tv 4 minutes we were just doing for the main listeners, they are officially saying now in the towns, and the news is saying, yes, it was beaten. They're coming back now. They're going to use the bureaucracies to try to just force it by fiat, just like our North American Union. But in that is their defeat. They have to show now that in the U.S., in Ireland, in England, in Germany, in France, in the Netherlands, that they don't do the will of the people, they don't follow the Constitution, they let you vote, and then if they don't like what you did, they just go ahead and do it anyways. That's why they need a police state and restrict free speech and have all this, because they're now just taking the gloves off and going into tyranny. Now we have to decide if we're going to speak up and come out of the woodwork to expose the fact that they've lost the moral high ground and discredit them, or are we going to let them come in with tyranny? Go ahead, Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, I mean, and that's what the EU was designed to be all along. We know that as far back as the 50s, when Bilderberg were first meeting, they were talking about a European Union and a single currency. And then I did an article a few days ago highlighting what Vladimir Bukovsky, the Soviet dissident who first revealed the psychiatric torture camps that the Soviets were running, he saw documents in the 80s about how the European Union was designed to turn into what he called the EUSSR, a totalitarian federal superstate.
And again, the bankers want that. They want, quote, easy administrative control, as Carol Quigley wrote, call it fascist, call it communist. They want top-down, and they're going to use the Green Revolution as their excuse to cover up for the new consolidation and transfer of wealth from the middle class to the elites. Let's go back to Mr. Byrne from We Are Change Ireland. Any other points you want to add? I mean, I just want to celebrate here. You know, they're going to come back at us, but again, we've had another major victory here.
Yeah, Alex, another major victory, and it couldn't have been done any better with all the campaigners and all the groups and all the activists that were out on the streets. And Alex, do you want to speak to some of the members that helped out? These are real guys that were on the streets till 10 p.m. a lot of nights, most days during the week. We have a few members here.
Are they there now?
They're here right now.
Okay, I'm going to have to get my next guest, Barbara Lowe Fisher, about the vaccines on about 10 minutes late. Call her and let her know we're going to call her at 38 after. Then we got Ralph Nader coming on, Mark Dice, David Edwards about death squads in the U.S., top expert academic on that subject. But, yes, go ahead and introduce. Who else do we have there?
Alex, we have Derek, we have Johnny, and we have a guy called Brendan.
Okay, give it to whoever you'd like.
Who wants to go? Yeah.
Hello, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, tell us what happened. Tell us who you are.
My name is Brendan. It's a great victory for the Irish. It's a great victory for all the peoples in Europe. This has defeated the European bureaucrats. They had their big project. They had a big project that was so great, they even called it a constitution. When the French rejected it and the Dutch rejected it, they used every dirty trick in the book to try and push it through. They changed the name, they changed the language, but they didn't change the intention. And that's what the Irish realized. They realized what these people were up to, and they voted no.
Well, sounds like you're excited there. What's the mood on the streets?
Well, unfortunately, the turnout was, let's say, not the best. We're talking about 45% turnout. Too many people just didn't understand what the hell was going on. But that was one of their dirty tricks.
Sir, I understand you're excited, but you're overdriving the microphone on the phone. Just bring the volume down a bit. Say that again.
Okay. The Irish people themselves, a lot of them just didn't understand what was going on. They were deliberately confused by the people in Brussels and their treaty. So, a lot of the people who are active in the movement, certainly they're very excited by the possibilities. I think it's going to take a while before the Irish fully realize exactly what this means.
Absolutely. Great talking to you, sir. And I want to give credit where credit's due. You guys made a film, number one, on Google Video in Ireland for months and months and months. And I think that really helped turn the tide.
Yeah, Alex, and it couldn't have been done any better with two members, Dave and Anthony. They really put that together. But, Alex, I'll introduce you to Derek. Derek is a very hard street activist who likes
Derek,
to...
Derek, tell us. Derek, we're about to break. Tell us what happened. Tell us what you're doing.
All right, Alex. Basically, for the last few months, I've been out as much as I can, canvassing, leaflets, putting bumper stickers on taxi drivers' cars. Now, talking to the taxi drivers, they're telling me how they're living. Now, they can't afford to live. They can't afford to make money. It's all thanks to the EU, controlled regulations and that.
Ingenious.
So, basically, a lot of people are awake to it. They just don't see the big picture, but they can feel it in the pocket already. They feel it with the mortgage rates going up, you know, the cost of living, the race to the bottom with wages. Influx of mass immigration, which is it's driving undercutting Irish workers and it's exploiting the foreign nationals coming in.
It's international, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back to you guys in a moment. Put you on hold now. It is international. The globalists are bringing in an international grid of tyranny, but all of us worldwide are brought together for liberty. From England to Ireland to Germany to Japan, from Russia to Mexico, from Chile to Greenland, the resistance marches on. Paul Watson. from the UK, Prison Planet editor, and more with We Are Change Ireland, a great victory against the New World Order when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953.
I salute Ireland. I salute the Netherlands. I salute France. Over there, they don't deny the EU exists. They admit it. But they didn't for the first 40-plus years of its embryonic growth. Now everything is compounded, accelerated, telescoped. Well, what happened in 50 years is happening in 2 years now. We are going under international regulation. I have a business. I get all the North American Union documents telling me I'm under their control. I show them to you on TV. Show them to you on the web. Oh, man. I'm going to play out the rest of this song, and then we'll go back and say bye to We Are Change UK and Paul Watson. The rest of this song is for you. I tell you what, cue up the bandit. Because that song's ending. I'm going to play a couple minutes of Smokey and the Bandit. John, you got that? Yeah, tell me when you get that queued up. And as we say bye to them, we'll go out with Smokey and the Bandit. You were on vacation, John. That was sent up last week and on Monday. Going back to We Are Change Ireland, anything else you guys want to add? Anybody else from We Are Change Ireland there who wants to jump on the phone and talk to us worldwide right now?
No problem, Alex. Here's Johnny over.
Hey, Alex. A very hard few months there. Just want to say thanks to all the groups and all the activists, and especially thanks to yourself and other We Are Change groups for giving me the inspiration to do what I'm doing. And also thanks to the people who've listened to us, because it really takes two people to tell the truth, the speaker and the listener, you know. And I just want to say thanks very much.
Well, my friend, I just want to thank all of you. Anybody else there from We Are Change UK, tip of the spear, defeating the Lisbon Treaty?
No one else here, Alex, just everybody you've spoken to. That's about it.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. I'll check in with you next week as this unfolds, and I appreciate you coming on with us.
No problem, Alex. Have a pint of Guinness on us.
Oh, man. Take care, guys. We love you over there. Going to Paul Watson. In closing, Paul, reassessing, recapping, anything else you need to add?
Well, they say you can't fight City Hall. The media tells us we can't make a difference. Here's an example of a small group of committed individuals who have picked the topic. It was a close vote, despite the vote fraud. And the few percentage points that won it for sovereignty could have been the thousands of people that they woke up. So you can fight City Hall, you can make a difference.
And you've got continual reporting at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com as all of this unfolds with the Lisbon Treaty, as the enemy regroups and comes in with a bureaucratic implementation by stealth, as the North American Union documents state. Just absolutely historical things that we see unfolding here. We are the people. We have the will of the people. We have common sense. We have due process, the Magna Carta, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the organic law. We're the good guys. The government is owned by foreign corporations that are playing God and trying to piratically seize our society. Paul Watson, God bless you.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. I'm going to go ahead now, as we get our next guest lined up, and play Smokey and the Bandit. This was our theme song when we were out on the road in Bilderberg, being followed by secret police, being chased, being surveilled. And I think this song says it all, ladies and gentlemen. We are the ragtag, and we are going to win with God's help. Here it is.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, some devil mind and break. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go, and it's your time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
We're on the side of right. We're gonna win. We're never gonna stop. We're never gonna back down. We're committed. Whatever you do to us, whatever you try, we've got the initiative. We've got the focus. We've got the will, tyrants. And I'm telling everybody who's been on the fence, choose sides now. Get on our team now. Come in for the big win against the New World Order. Woo, I love it! I'm so excited they shot down the Lisbon Treaty! Woo, yeah! And now they're going to try to bring it in through tyranny and show everybody who they are. This song's for you, UK. This song's for you, Ireland. This song's for all of you fighting the North American Union. Old Smokey's got his ears on, and he's hot on our trail. Yeah, we're going to beat them, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound up, watch our bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you've got to duck him. You got to keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, up, watch your bandit run.
Yeah. Don't touch the brakes. Just drop that hammer down and go all the way. Be part of history, folks. You're only alive once. This is history. Are you part of the fight against the New World Order? Are you coming in for the big win? That's a question you got to ask yourselves. This is life and death. The enemy's giving us no quarter. We are kicking their butt every time we take the field. But most of us don't take the field. Most of you don't know the historical things that are happening, the things that are going on around you, and just how amazing they are. Do we have our next guest? Folks, this is a perfect time to have this guest on the next 20 minutes, and I want to have her back up for a couple hours in the near future. They've got the site, the organization, the group that really understands what's happening with the vaccines, the eugenics program. In 2000, Congressman Dan Burton sent in federal investigators with a congressional subpoena, seized documents from the CDC, the EPA, the FDA, and in their own documents, they admitted that millions have been brain damaged by mercury in the vaccines. Then the media lied and said there was no mercury in it. Now they've had to admit it's in there. They've had to admit. Federal courts have admitted. Doctors, a blue ribbon panel, had to admit it caused brain damage. We've been right again. Now, Charlie Sheen, my friend, and his ex-wife, he's been to court. He's been fighting her, trying to keep her from vaccinating his children. The news is demonizing him, attacking him. They put a crazy-looking picture of him up on the web on TMZ yesterday. Charlie Sheen tells Denise Richards, "Don't stick my kids." And there's the article for folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now. And it says, Charlie Sheen thinks vaccinations are poison. He doesn't think. He knows. This guy's obsessed with researching things. That's all he does. He does like 10 hours a day. It's incredible. That's, the guy doesn't party, doesn't play around, doesn't just, he drinks black coffee and studies the New World Order. I've got a chance to meet his mother a couple times. They've been known all about it their whole life. Great people. So do a lot of other celebrities, including Jenny McCarthy and her boyfriend Jim Carrey. But his ex-wife, Denise Richards, apparently thinks that both reality TV shows and vaccinations are safe for kids, so naturally there's a big battle brewing. TMZ reports that Sheen sent a legal letter to the girl's physician stating the lack of consent for doctors to treat the daughters. And then they go into the media demonizing him for doing something that he's been proven right. I want to now bring you Barbara Lowe Fisher, president of the National Vaccine Information Center. We'll give you out the website. But you got about 20 minutes, ma'am. We appreciate you. Break down the group, what we're facing, what's in the vaccines, and there is no law. We've got to take them, though New Jersey and New York are trying to pass laws to do that right now. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I've been doing this for 26 years, fighting this fight to inform the public about the truth about vaccination, the risks associated with vaccination, and fighting for the freedom in this country to be able to choose which vaccines we want to use or not use any vaccines. In other words, I think it is a human right to be able to choose what you're, to decide what you're willing to risk your life or your child's life for. Vaccines carry a risk of injury or death, and that risk can be greater for some than others. But over the last 25 years, we've seen the government recommend twice as many vaccines and three times as many doses of vaccines.
They're up to 50-something now, and if people would have listened to you and the medical doctors who warned 25 years ago, we wouldn't have millions and millions of autistic children.
Absolutely. We warned back in the 1980s about DPT vaccine that was brain-damaging children, and Congress finally just said, wait a minute, we can't have all these lawsuits. We're going to have to pass a law, and they did in 1986, protecting the manufacturers and the doctors from liability because the truth was getting out, and people were going to court. And they said, and the vaccine manufacturers said, we're going to leave this country without any vaccine. So the government says, we're going to protect you. Well, since then, we have seen an addition of so many vaccines. In fact, with the CDC's latest recommendation of a flu shot for every child from 6 months through 18 years old, we're up to 69 doses of 16 vaccines the government recommends for our kids through age 18. And they simply have not done the scientific studies to prove that this kind of manipulation of the immune system is safe. And they
here's a microcosm. On their own Gardasil insert, go to Gardasil's website, Merck, folks that brought you Vioxx and all the heart attacks. You go there and they say this probably doesn't even protect you. There's hundreds of strains. This only covers 4 to 6. If you already have the virus, as most Americans have, it gives you a 45% increase in actually getting cancer. But it doesn't matter. People think it's a cancer cure. They're out taking it.
Yeah, that's a vaccine, the newest vaccine, and they only studied that vaccine in fewer than 1,200 little girls under the age of 16.
And there have been a bunch of deaths, and they still approved it.
And they still approved it, and they targeted 11-year-old girls. They'd only studied it in about 100 11-year-old girls,
good
and
God.
Yet the government said every little 11-year-old girl should take it, and Merck, within 6 months of licensure by the FDA, went through all of the states trying to ram vaccine mandates in, you know, so that all sixth grade girls would have to get it.
And by getting Perry to sign on to it, it kicked in vaccine liability because they knew it was a dangerous vaccine. And
exactly.
So now the taxpayer pays for all the damage, but nobody ever hears about it.
But we did organize a national effort, and parents went into their legislatures in the states, and they opposed this vaccine being mandated. And for the first time in a quarter century, we beat back a government mandate. And so what you said at the top of your show, of this segment, you are right. If people will stand up for their right to be free to make these kinds of choices, they can make a difference. But they have to get out of being apathetic, and they have to stand up and be counted.
Absolutely. This is all about setting precedents. Continue to break down the types of, I mean, they admit all these different types of cancer viruses found in vaccines, all the mercury, all the DNA fragments, all the toxins, all the different chemicals, the different funguses, the different bacteria. I mean, they forced the anthrax shot, later admitting that it killed
right.
a bunch of the troops. They forced smallpox shots, so they had to suspend it because it was killing so many people. But it always is in the back of the paper. I mean, this is a holocaust.
No, the people just generally do not understand what are the components of vaccines. There's aluminum. Yes, there's mercury. They've taken mercury out of some of the vaccines, but they've left it in the flu vaccine, for example, that we're trying to give every kid. They're saying every kid has to get every year. There's phenoxyethanol. There's adventitious agent contamination with virus DNA from viruses and bacteria they can't screen for. There is, you know, plus lab-altered viruses and bacteria. So, you know, when you manipulate the immune system over and over again, atypically by injecting into the body these components and these lab-altered viruses and bacteria, you have no idea what is going to happen, particularly if you are a person who has, for example, in the family, a history of autoimmunity like thyroid disease or rheumatoid arthritis or asthma or severe allergies, which a lot of us have. That we may already be predisposed to kind of having a hypersensitive immune system. If you keep hitting a kid over and over again, sometimes with 8 to 10 vaccines on one day repeatedly, you are going to have a greater number of people who would ordinarily not have expressed that autoimmunity become damaged, brain
well,
and immune system damaged.
Give out the website for your organization.
We have, the website is www.nvic.org. For National Vaccine Information Center.org. We also have a new website, standupbecounted.org.
Okay, we're talking to the president of the National Vaccine Information Center, the biggest advocacy group for choice, for people having their right to not be medicated against their will and to inform the public about what's happening. I don't normally get in Charlie Sheen's business. I'm good friends with him. And he, you know, privately in the past, before this was all public, even when she divorced him, she brought up these issues. Saying he's crazy, he believes vaccines are dangerous. Meanwhile, Jenny McCarthy's on Oprah, it's all over the news, Larry King Live's admitting it, the government's admitting it, and then now she's attacking him in the media again, trying to medicate. I think we're going to make a YouTube video of this, and I'll send it to Charlie, and he might give it to her. He's nicely tried to educate her for years. This is one of the reasons they actually split up, because he cares about his daughters so much. And we could probably get this to Denise, and you don't have a dog in this fight. Would you like to talk to Denise Richards for a minute or two? If you had a minute or two to talk to her, this will probably get to her. What would you say to Denise?
She needs to become educated. This is a very serious issue. I actually, many years ago, had a talk with Charlie Sheen about this. I tell you, Charlie is a freedom fighter. He's an incredible guy, and he is educated about this issue. She really needs to open up her eyes, take another look at it, and do it, because she needs to protect her children just in case they may be at high risk for having vaccine reactions.
But, I mean, how can she say he's crazy when he's given her the research and it's all over the news it's causing problems?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know that personal situation. I only know that Charlie has educated himself. He has done a lot of research. I agree with you. And he is very articulate about the subject. And I think that, you know, mothers and fathers, whether they're together in a marriage together or whether they're split up, they really need to take this issue seriously and not make it a battleground for who gets custody or whether one person is a better parent than another. This is serious stuff. These vaccines can impact on brain and immune system function, and everybody needs to get educated about it before they get one more vaccine.
Well, they're also tied into autoimmune diseases causing cancers, and they found so many, not just SV40, but so many other cancer viruses in every major vaccine line.
Well, there, you know, this is the situation with, for example, polio vaccine. A lot of people don't know that that vaccine was contaminated with SV40, which is a cancer-causing virus. They now have found SV40 DNA in the bone, brain, and lung cancers of both children and adults. It also, that those vaccines were contaminated with SIV, simian immunodeficiency virus, which has been associated with HIV. There is a tremendous under, you know, a lot
oh
of people.
God.
Yeah, there is a potential HIV connection to the polio vaccines.
Well, Dr. Salk has now admitted that the monkeys they used for the polio vaccine had been used in bioweapons tests in Africa.
Yeah, that's the connection, is the experimental polio vaccine campaigns in Africa in the 1950s and 60s.
And over 100 million Americans got inoculations from those batches.
Correct.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Hey, sorry, Denise. We just know the facts. Your ex-husband knows the facts. And I'm tired of you picking on Charlie and being ignorant. And you've made this a public issue on your stupid reality show to torture him. And we're sick of it. So his friends are weighing in and telling you, stop doing this to your children just to make fun of your husband who happens to know what's going on, your ex-husband. We'll be right back with our guest.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Ralph Nader scheduled to be calling in the next 10 minutes. Then Mark Dice being death threatened on national radio by Michael Reagan. This serious, totally jam-packed Friday transmission here, ladies and gentlemen. Lisbon Treaty going down in flames. EU swears to try to ram it through now through the bureaucracy illegally. We are talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher. I didn't mean to bring Charlie Sheen into this, but the point, he's being attacked in national media right now. All the evidence is on his side. He told me he'd done hundreds of hours of research. I was just talking to Barbara Lowe Fisher, who she said Charlie called her years ago and did an hour and a half research with her on the phone. I mean, that's an example of, I didn't even know she knew Charlie. And here he is with another activist group with scientists and doctors on their group doing research. And then Denise does no research, like so many other mothers and fathers out there who then just say, Barbara, they lied for years and said that we were lying that mercury was even in the vaccines. Or then they said mercury was good for you. In fact, John, cue that mercury good for you clip up. Your comments on the amount of deception they put out, and then now, all over the country, at the start of the school year, they announce it's the law, come to the courthouse, come to the sports stadium, be inoculated or you'll be arrested, and there's no law. Then you've got that mass fraud. I mean, this is so incredible, Barbara.
Trying to do in New York, they're trying to ram through legislation that would make the CDC a de facto lawmaking body, that every time the CDC recommends a new vaccine, it would be automatically added to the state laws in New York. And they want to do this in every state. And they're even going so far as to say every new vaccine for a sexually transmitted disease like HPV or hepatitis B would be given to children without their parents' permission. Now, they're really, really going beyond the line. And I think that people don't realize that these laws get passed and they never even know about it. And they need to get on our website. They need to sign up for the vaccine e-news I put out every week that alerts people about paying attention to what's happening in their state, because they're going to wake up one day and they're not going to be able to say no to that. There are hundreds of vaccines in more than 2,000 clinical trials around the world that are being created by Big Pharma.
Pharma comes in and makes your government make you take it. Let's play this local CBS clip, but the similar news copy was read all over the country saying mercury is actually good for your brain. Here it is.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. There have been widespread concerns that mercury-based preservatives in vaccines might impair the neurological development of children. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
But if you read the study, it just claimed it wasn't even related to that. It was pure deception. And up on the screen, I have TMZ with a crazy-looking screenshot of Charlie like he's bad. I mean, this is so insane. Give out the organization's website again.
www.nvic.org or standupbecounted.org.
In the minute we've got left, any other key points that need to be added, Barbara?
Well, on the mercury issue, I mean, it kills brain cells. Aluminum that's in vaccine is also known to kill brain cells. I mean, that's just known in the medical literature. So for someone to stand up and say that mercury is good for you is just ridiculous. People need to get educated about these vaccines and not assume they're like taking a drink of water. You know, they have profound effects on brain and immune function. And so they need to get educated and then make an informed decision.
Well, in the past, when they only wanted to take a few dozen vaccines, they could buffalo people and lie and say they had to take it. Now that it's 60-plus shots and then it'll be 100 the next year, as you said, the people are finally saying no. So now the government's trying to come in with actual laws to forcibly medicate people with deadly poisons. And we just salute you and your organization. I would imagine, is your group growing like never before?
Oh, well, our website is getting more than 1 million hits now a year. I mean, we're growing, yeah. A lot of people, if you go on Google search and Google a vaccine copy, like vaccine information, we come up number one or two, our website and the blog that I have. So I would really encourage people to not stick their heads in the sand. Don't believe everything your doctor tells you. Check it out for yourself. Stand up for your rights.
All right.
Okay. Thank
Barbara
you
Lowe,
so much.
Barbara Lowe Fisher, we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.